Lord. Hear the word is telling us tonight about a man who is considered a reputable man in his community. Cornelius, he was in charge of a band called the Italian Band. He was a centurion. He had 100 soldiers under him that he's responsible for. Well-respected man in his community. But not only is he respected, but the man has a lot of reverence for his God. And that is one of the things that we find missing in the lives of many people who have position and have material value. They don't seem to have any time for the Lord, for the most part. But here is a man, despite his success, from the standpoint of his standing in society, he still has time to do things that pleases the Lord. What the Bible say does? The Bible said he gave alms and he prayed. Oftentimes, we, in this service, and Sister Barbara will do it so often, there are two organizations that we make financial contribution to. Two charitable organizations. And oftentimes we come here and we appeal to different one of us. If you would help us to make a contribution to one of these organizations, so that on behalf of the church, we will extend the hand to people who are in need. We oftentimes make that appeal here. And tonight, maybe is no exception. The invitation is still out there. We're appealing to you if you would make a contribution to one of these two organizations, the Samaritan Purse and the Miami Rescue Mission. Those are the two that we make contribution to. Because we don't want to know, as a church, that Matthew 25, is used against us when the Lord makes his return. When did I see you in need and come to your rescue? When the Lord would say, as much as you have done this to one of these, you have done it unto me. So it is important that we recognize the fact that we have a responsibility to extend the hand to those who are in need. And here we have this man. The word tells us that he gave alms. He was devoted, one that feared God and his house, and gave much alms to the people. That is what he said there in verse 2. Right? He gave much alms to the people. But he was in the midst of doing that. He was seeking for a greater dimension of God. And not only that he gave alms, but he also prayed. The man spent some time on his knees, as he acknowledged the God of heaven and the God who gave him the ability to work, the God who gave him the ability to manage these soldiers, the God who gave him the ability to become famous in his community. He recognizes that God and he gave alms that he know would please God. And he prayed to God as he acknowledged the goodness and greatness of God. And this is not just a one shot. This is something that he does from time to time. And I know that there are many. There are many people, and maybe some of you are online tonight. There are many people who have made generous contribution to the work of God. But yet, they have not committed their lives to the Lord. There are many of you who are kind, sympathetic to the work, make contribution for not just a one shot, but you have done it over and over again. But the one thing that is missing, and perhaps most valuable, is that you have given to the church, you have given to the community, you have given to different organs, but you have not given your life, your heart to the Lord. But the Lord is still mindful of what you have done. The only thing is that it will not save you, because it is not works that save us. It is faith in the Lord Jesus that does it. And Cornelius prayed. Cornelius made contribution, which was good, to the people. And surprisingly enough, God met Cornelius at the time when he was offering prayer. God dispatched an angel to him and told him, what did God say to him? Your alms, in verse 3. He saw in a vision evidently about the ninth hour of the day an angel of God coming to him, saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And the angel said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. That is what God told the angel to say to Cornelius. Go down there. You will find this man praying at the hour of prayer. Give him this message. Tell him that all the alms that he has given to the people and the prayers that he has offered up unto me is recognized. What a wonderful message. What a wonderful message coming from the throne of God to a man who is seeking God for more than what he had. As I said to you, I believe that there are many people who have given to this church and who have given to other churches from time to time, but they have not yet given their lives to the Lord. And that is what is important. And that's why we are having this meeting tonight. That your love for your community is good. The love for God is in the right place. But you have not gone the further. You have not taken the far step in committing your personal self to him. That is the one thing that is missing. And to you, I'm appealing tonight. To you, I'm appealing tonight. And to remind you that it is not of works, lest any man should boast. But it is the gift of God. Salvation is a gift. Not something that we can work for. It is a gift given to us by God. But we need to exercise faith in his provision in order to receive it. We are saved by faith. Through grace, it is a gift of God. And I'm trusting that tonight there is somebody who fits this mold, like Cornelius, who have given over the years, but they have not, you have not given yourself to the Lord. The Lord is saying, I am not so much seeking yours, but I'm seeking you. I am seeking you tonight. And so, the angel told Cornelius that he should send for Peter. 1 Peter, if you continue to read, you're going to find where it says in verse 5, and now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname Peter. He lodged with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou art to do. And that is a point I really want to reach tonight. That he shall, when Peter comes, what you are praying about all these years, Peter will explain the whole thing to you. Now, this is why I continue to invite people to worship with us online, seeing that we don't have four walls that we go into. But I'm inviting so many different people, even this weekend at this funeral. I was telling different people, they asked, where do I worship, and all the rest of it. And I gave them card and so forth for them to join us in worship here. Because it is important here, if you notice what happened. The Lord said to Cornelius, while it is good that you pray, but you need to hear the word of God from God's servant. You need to listen to the word of God from God's servant. So send men to a man called Peter. And God gave him the street and lane as to where Peter was. But believers, listen to this part of it tonight. In a case like this, the Lord dispatched the angel from heaven. And the Lord furnished the angel with all the information necessary so that Cornelius will understand that God is mindful of him. And the angel, is coming right out of the throne room of God, carrying this message to him, Cornelius. But we ask ourselves, if the angel is good enough to carry such a message to Cornelius, why did not God use the angel to furnish Cornelius with the information that he needs, as we read here in verse 6, that Peter would tell him what to do? Why not the angel? Why not the angel furnish Cornelius with all the information that he seeks, seeing that he is coming right out of the throne room of God? And as I read this, I discover that the redemption story is told by those who are redeemed. Peter had already received the signal from the Lord that this, he had a mission that he was going to embark on. Not only that God was working with Cornelius by informing him to send for Peter, but God was also working with his servant to go down to Cornelius. Even though he didn't understand the vision at the time, but when the servant arrived where Peter was, he understood what was taking place. I'm saying to the church tonight that God is watching what you are doing. And especially you that I've mentioned earlier, who continue to make your contribution to churches, and you continue quietly to pray and talk to the Lord. You would even read your Bible in your quiet time and place. But for some reason, you have not yet committed, surrendered your heart to the Lord. And you think God has given up on you. I want to tell you tonight, as a servant of God, he has not. He wants you to be saved. It is not my will that any should perish, declare the word, but that all should come to repentance. God is looking on what you are doing, and God is saying, I want you to be saved. So that's why we want you to come and listen to God's servant. Listen to the word of God to your heart, which is being preached in a loving type of way, which is being preached with the conviction that Jesus does save and keeps and satisfies. And the word tells us that we are saved unto good works. So those works that you have been doing all along, when you are saved, it is expected that you will continue to do it. Because then you will be performing, you will be doing what the Lord wants you to do. From the standpoint of a believer, from the standpoint of receiving salvation. I know that there are many. I've met so many. Even this weekend, I've met individuals who are not saved, but at the same time are generous towards the work of God. And my heart goes out for individuals like these. Cornelius was one such person. And we read that, if you read the entire chapter of Acts chapter 10, you're going to discover that Peter was sent for, and Peter came, the servant of God, came to Cornelius' house. Because it was not only Cornelius alone, but Cornelius was so committed to the Lord that Cornelius made sure that he had this prayer time with his entire household. And Peter came under his roof. And as much as Peter was questioning, what is it? Why is it a Jew should be under the roof of a Gentile? Cornelius being a Gentile. He discovered that what God has cleansed, no man should call it common or unclean. That is what he saw in his vision. Being him a Jew, and God has shown him what is in the sheet. And he discovered that what was in the sheet represents the Gentile community. That all men are equal before God. God is no respecter of person. Peter preached in Cornelius' house and said, God does not respect you because of your skin color. We are all sinners saved by grace in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Whether you are Jews or you are Gentiles, whether you are black or whether you are white, whether you are rich or whether you are poor, as far as the Apostle Paul described it in Acts 17, we are one blood.
Amen.
We are one blood before God. And Peter preached in Cornelius' house about the Lord Jesus. And as he ministered there, and they drinking what he has to say, because the angel said that the servant of God would come and tell you what you must do. And that is what we are doing tonight. We are telling you what the scripture said that you should do. You should repent before the Lord and ask him to come into your heart. Like all of us. This is how all of us got saved. We repented before God and asked him for mercy. As Peter preached that first sermon on the day of Pentecost, the word said the people were pricked in their heart. And they asked the question, what shall we do? What shall we do? Seeing that we feel this way, the Holy Spirit has worked on our heart and he said something to us and we are troubled in our spirit. What shall we do? They cry out. Peter said, repent and baptize every one of you in the name of Jesus, and ye shall receive the Holy Ghost. Jesus, John the Baptist preached, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus came and he followed suit, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And unless we all repent, we shall all likewise perish. I'm saying to us tonight, that the same God who shows interest in Cornelius, the same God is here tonight showing interest in you. Showing interest in you, wants you to repent and be converted and become a child of God. The Lord would have it, saints. Friends, the Lord would have it. As Peter was ministering in that house, with Cornelius and his household, as the angel said, you should send for the servant of God and he will tell you what to do. The Lord would have it that as Peter was delivering the message of God, I read it for you, verse 44, Acts 10, verse 44. While Peter yet speak these words, as he was preaching, as I've said, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Not some, all them which heard the word, meaning every single person in Cornelius' house, the Holy Ghost came down on. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Those who were circumcised that came along with Peter, they thought that they were superior to the Gentiles, and they were surprised to know that the Gentile community, has now received the Holy Ghost, and God has saved his servant and his household. Not because they have offered up alms, because they could not work for it, but because he had prayed and begged God to come and save him and his household. Here we have it, that as Peter was there preaching, the Holy Ghost fell on the entire household. I just imagine tonight, we are here preaching the word of God. And for most of you, you are in the comfort of your own home. Some of you are sharing your phones with others. And that's a good thing. Some of you are sharing your phone with your family members. Just think of Peter coming into your home, telling you about Jesus. And all of a sudden, while he was there speaking, the Holy Spirit burst a word inside of somebody's heart and anoint them with the blessed Holy Spirit. That is what happened to Cornelius. And I believe the Holy Ghost has the ability to speak to somebody tonight and to change your life for the better. And for, verse 46 is also interesting. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answer Peter, can any man forbid water? Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we do? Can you imagine that? They spoke with other tongues right there as the Holy Ghost came upon them. And Peter said, these are candidates for water baptism. Now, I must tell all of you at this point that the Apostolic Church will baptize individuals who are saved. First of all, you must be saved, and then you are baptized. That is the principle of the Apostolic Church. And Peter, having seen the Holy Spirit, Spirit, save these people and anointed them with the blessed Holy Spirit. He now proceeded in giving them water baptism to complete the entire process. It is important that we realize that when we are saved, that is one part of it. We need to identify ourselves now in water baptism with the Lord. Just like how Jesus was buried, when we go under that water, we are identifying ourselves with his death, burial, and resurrection as that process is complete. I'm a child of God. Is it a testimony that I bear? That I'm identifying myself with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So I'm saying to all of us here tonight, and especially those of you who, as I've said at the front, make contribution to the churches, not just the Apostolic Church in America, but other churches. But you yourselves have not done so. Here is a man who did that. And as a result of him continue to see God visit him and save him. Are you here tonight? Are you one of those tonight? Are you one of those people tonight who continue to make contribution to the church, but you're not saved? And in the last verse, verse 48, this is Peter, and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. As a result of the newfound life in Christ, they want the preacher to stay with them a little longer. A life change that want now to be in the atmosphere of God's people. That is the difference, saints. A changed life. You heard testimony tonight where Sister Barbara met Sister Fiona this morning and they were having church. They were having church. They were talking about the things of God. And it energizes them. It gave them a sense of purpose. Strengthened their inner man. These people who have just found the Lord Jesus wanted God's servants to be around them for a longer time. It is a new life in Christ, saints. It is a new life in Christ that we are inviting you to, that we are presenting to you tonight. Of course, sometimes we feel that there's nothing really matters. We wake up, we go to work, we come home, we take a shower, we go to bed. And then that's it. But there's more than that. There's a relationship that needs to be established between us and our God. Life means more than that. Life means living in a relationship with God. And Cornelius sought that. Cornelius sought that on his knees with his household. Eventually, God answered his prayer. Send for my servant who will tell you what to do. Not the angel, but a fellow man like himself to preach to his household and him, because they experienced the saving grace of Almighty God. God used his servant who have experienced that to speak to Cornelius. And Cornelius and his household bow to the word of God. I'm wondering if you're here tonight. I'm wondering if you're here. In this setting, you too can surrender your heart to the Lord. Father, I thank you tonight that you are still in the saving business. And there might be a dear brother, there might be a dear sister listening to this message tonight who are not sure, Lord, that they have this relationship with you, but want to confirm a relationship with you, Lord, recognizing that you are the source of living. You have their lives in your hands. Just like, oh Lord, you use an angel and you send a message to Cornelius. Father, my prayer tonight is that you will visit somebody. Visit somebody that is listening. Breathe in the life of somebody that is listening a word of conviction. Speak quietly in the ear of somebody that their lives need to be changed. They need to live a life to please you. Speak to somebody tonight, Lord. And cause that life to change. And to be fulfilled in a relationship that will last forever. I look to you, Lord. I beg you, Father, tonight to show mercy on somebody. Let there be a gladness. Let there be a sense of purpose in a life that is going to be new. Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen, 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 amen.
I trust that somebody yield to the stretch out hand of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. You are contributing to the world.
Hallelujah, 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 Jesus.
Hallelujah. Breathe on somebody tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me come here to experience. Reach somebody tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I know that the Holy Spirit is always in our meeting.
Yes, Lord, yes.
And he's working on the heart of somebody now. He's working on the heart of somebody. And I pray that if the Holy Spirit is working on your heart, yield to him. Yield to him. And follow his direction to live a new life in the Lord Jesus. Bless God. Hallelujah.
Pastor.
Yes, the Lord. Yes, sister.
Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
Could I ask you to do something, sir? I just want to tell you something and ask if I could stand in the gap for somebody. Because this message tonight is so powerful. And it is so powerful. And right here, I'm here just like feeling just scared for somebody. I just want to say this. On Sunday, I was talking to someone about giving their life to the Lord. And just like the scripture with Cornelius, the person said that they pray all the time. And I asked if that person gave their life to the Lord, and no. And I spoke and asked them to give their life to the Lord before it is too late. Tell them all the things they need to do, just like how you said, God's servant. And I asked the person, God sent his servant to tell. I told that person everything need to do, even so much, I can't go into it. But then tonight, I asked the person to come online, and I didn't see the person. I made 3 calls, and I don't get the person. And I sent a text, but I'm just here thinking that this could be the last call, Pastor. So I just want to stand in the gap for this person. God knows who it is, and he will hear the prayers that are going up for this person. And although I don't see the person online, but the Holy Spirit, I did ask the Holy Spirit to finish the work. Because it's only he can save. So could I just stand in the gap? God knows who the person is. Just pray for that person, Pastor.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, help me, Lord.
You are an awesome God. You are an awesome God. I did not know that Sister Barbara was having this conversation with somebody. But Lord, this person fit the mold of Cornelius.
Yes.
This person fit the mold of Cornelius.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
You are awesome.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You are awesome.
Oh, God.
I look to you tonight for that person. That person is right now. You know that person's name, address, and all of that. And you know that you sent a servant took on you, an angel took on you. You knew where he was.
Hallelujah.
And so you know where this person is that Sister Barbara was talking about. Dispatch an angel to
yes, Lord.
Dispatch an angel.
Yes, Lord.
Dispatch the person's ear, Lord God.
Yes,
and
Jesus.
Tell the person what they are to do, Lord God.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. I pray tonight that person will find the deliverance in the spirit. I pray,
God,
that you will visit that person and grant that person mercy. Father, we thank you for this word tonight. Because
yes,
it means
Lord.
Something. It means something.
It means a whole lot.
We take it for granted. It means something. You want to talk to somebody who can
do well
for their community, but they are not doing well for you personally and for themselves. Lord, dispatch an angel tonight.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
And whisper in the ear of that person and let that person know what to do, Father. We beg you now in Jesus' name.